Chapter 6. Downtown Indianapolis in the midday heat. They've taken care of the basics, parking the bus up and settling Gus and Dottie down in a nearby park with the fifth of off-brand vodka that represents just about the last of their booze stash. JC, his acoustic guitar slung over his shoulder, turns to face the gang. They're all sitting around a little fountain in a plaza, surrounded by office buildings and shops. The lunchtime foot traffic starting to increase. The Chase Tower looming over them a couple of blocks away.
Right, guys, everyone do what they can to bring home a few bucks, and we'll meet back here at 4.
No one moves.
What?
Jesus says.
We're hungry,
Danny says, staring sadly at a man who is unloading trays of sandwiches onto a trolley from a small van, food for the office workers who are all packed into those little gray cubicles stacked up into the sky. Jesus once worked in an office for a short while.
Man, that was rough.
Cut off my hair and send me to work in tall buildings, Jesus thinks. Okay, Jesus says, looking around the mutinous, breakfastless group. I think we still got some money. I guess I could eat, too. He fishes into his pocket and comes up with $4 and a plectrum.
How are we going to feed everyone on $4, man?
Morgan says.
What's that, 60 cents each?
God damn you, Meg,
Becky says again.
All right, Jesus says. Calm down. Let's just...
He looks over to where the guy is still unloading the sandwiches. The side of the van says, Sandwich King, Indianapolis's finest. Then below that, catering, offices, events, and a phone number. The trays are labeled McDonald Howell's Board Meeting, and the Sandwich King's sandwiches do look very fine and royal, all surrounded by frosty-looking Cokes, juices, and bottles of water.
It is hot, man.
Jesus licks his lips. He looks over to the building the sandwiches are rolling into. A big brass nameplate announces, McDonald Howell's, Mortgage Brokers. Jesus, thinking.
Chris, you got any credit on your cell phone? He asks.
Maybe a couple of bucks left.
Toss that bad boy here.
Jesus takes his guitar off and stretches out on the marble ledge surrounding the fountain, cradling the cell phone, watching the building.
What the hell are you doing now? Morgan says. Just hang on.
Everyone, enjoy the sunshine.
A couple of minutes later, the sandwich guy comes out, wheeling his empty trolley, loads it up in the van, and drives off. Jesus watches the van go. Everyone else watching Jesus. And punches in a number.
Hi, Sandwich King?
Yeah, this is McDonald Howell's down on, he looks up at a street sign, Indiana Square.
You just delivered the food for our meeting?
No, no problem. It's just that we've, had a lot more people turn up than we expected, and we're gonna need another delivery.
Let me see, maybe if you just bring the same again, that'd be great.
But they need it in there, like, right away, or I'm going to get my ass kicked. Hungry stockholders, you know?
Can you help me out here?
Yeah, just put it on our account.
20 minutes.
That's great.
Thanks a lot.
I really appreciate it.
He hangs up, triumphant.
Great, Morgan says.
Now what you going to do? Mug the guy when he comes back?
Oh, Father, JC says, dialing again. You gave them eyes, but they cannot see. Then into the phone.
Hi, can I have the number for McDonald Howell's Mortgage Brokers in Indianapolis? It's on Indiana Square.
Uh-huh. He writes it on the back of his hand.
Great, thanks.
Jesus, dialing again, everyone watching him.
Hi. McDonald Howell's? Can I speak to someone about a mortgage?
Yeah, I'll hold. He smiles at Danny, ruffles the kid's hair.
Hi, yes, I'm looking to obtain a new mortgage. A friend of mine recommended you, and I wondered if someone there could help me out.
Well, it's pretty large. There's this building I'm looking to buy.
I'd rather not discuss the details on the phone. Could I make an appointment to come in and see someone?
Great.
No, sorry. I have to catch a plane later this afternoon.
As a matter of fact, I'm downtown right now. Could we say 15 minutes?
Great. I'll see you then.
Oh, my name. It's Mitch. Mitch Mitchell.
And you are?
Ray Kroll.
With a K?
Thanks. See you soon, Ray.
10 minutes later, Mitch Mitchell signs the book in the lobby, snaps on a name tag, and is very politely directed to take the elevator to the 14th floor, which he does. Jesus walks through the oatmeal-carpeted corridor of McDonald Howell's, catching glimpses into the tiny offices on either side. Folks talking on the phone or hunched over computer screens, doing the stuff they have to do. He slides quickly by the door marked R. Kroll, walks past a door labeled Boardroom, and rolls on down to the end of the hallway, where he sees the green sign and the little white stick man walking down a flight of stairs. Exit route. He ducks into a bathroom, slicks back his hair with some water, tucks in his shirt, and waits a few minutes before he comes out and begins walking back towards the elevators. There is a cheerful ping, and the doors open to reveal one of the Sandwich King's minions pushing a trolley bearing a huge platter of sandwiches.
"These for the boardroom?" Jesus says.
"Yep," the guy says. "You people sure are hungry today. Twice I've had to drag my ass here."
"Yeah, sorry about that, man," Jesus says, slipping the guy two of the $4 he has left as he lifts the heavy platter. "Here, let me take it from here."
"Anyone want the last crayfish salad?"
Chris is asking a half hour later, everyone stretched out on the grass. A few weary, stuffed groans answer him.
"Now, you sure that this constitutes a victimless crime?"
Morgan asks.
"Sure," Jesus says, picking a shred of lettuce from his teeth.
"Well, probably. I mean, so we stiffed a mortgage company for a few sandwiches. These guys have been giving it to working people since forever, Morgs." They gather up their stuff, saving some of the leftover sandwiches for later, giving away some to the bums they encounter on their way back out of the park.
"Okay, people," Jesus says, hoisting his guitar across his back as they come out of the park gates onto the hot sidewalk. "Meet back here at 6:00?